Welcome to the Strength Talking Shop podcast. I'm your host, Matt Smith. We talk all things strength, coaching, fitness, nutrition, powerlifting, strongman. If it involves a barbell, we're going to talk about it. We are presented by Optimum Nutrition Athletics. We all know that protein is the key to muscle recovery, and Gold Standard's best-selling 100% whey protein provides 24 grams of protein that mixes easily using just a glass and spoon. Gold Standard 100% whey is made in their state-of-the-art facility. It's banned substance tested by Informed Choice. And with Optimum Nutrition Athletics program, you can get different items such as their Pro Gainer, which is their mass gainer, protein snacks such as their crisp bars, wafers, cake bites, and almonds. And after dominating the sports and nutrition industry for over 30 years, newly created Optimum Nutrition Athletics brings that same trust and quality that knows how to put convenient options for protein in the hands of athletes who desire to become bigger, stronger, and better at their sport. If this is something that you're interested in getting into your facility, reach out to Dave Harvey of Optimum Nutrition Athletics. Down in the show notes, he's got his email. Dave and the team at Optimum Nutrition Athletics are absolutely amazing. They'll get everything that you need. I use their products every single day. I use the Gold Standard 100% whey for my post-workouts, if I need something quick for protein on the go throughout the day. And also, if I need to grab a snack, I'll just grab one of the almonds, some of the cake bites, and then also the crisps. Absolutely love the crisps and the almonds. So make sure you reach out to Dave Harvey of Optimum Nutrition Athletics, and thank you for being our sponsor. What's up, Strength Talking Shop podcast? A reoccurring guest this week, Coach Joe, what's going on, man? Wide receivers coach, strength and conditioning coach, Ohio Wesleyan, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Just got back at a late 7 p.m. kickoff last night, so quick turnaround, back at it this morning.
This is why I love the podcast so much and why I love people like you is like you guys had a night game last night. And no matter what, you were like, hey, man, I want to get on the podcast. I want to talk in-season training to help some coaches out, man. So I can't thank you enough. I know what that's like the next morning. You're drinking a bunch of coffee. I'm drinking a bunch of coffee. Like I'm just thankful, man, for you to be able to do this. But you guys are having a great start to the season, 2-0. I mean, can't ask for much more, right?
Yeah, we're just coming off a conference opener last night. We put up 62 points at a big win. So we're just grinding. We got a veteran group with us here due to COVID. We got a lot of guys back for 5 years, and we're just back to work and grinding, kind of taking it week by week and trying to put this thing together.
If there's one thing one of the biggest things I took away from when we first talked, you and I did, was basically like teaching the athletes how to train. They're going to come in there and do work, and definitely can see that with your athletes and kind of what you guys are doing so far throughout the season, everything like that. As you guys transition from the off season to camp to now in season, what has that kind of looked like? And then can you kind of dive into what the in seasons look like for you guys?
Yeah, for us. So normally typical off season, we live 4 days a week. And with all the COVID stuff, we didn't play last fall. So we actually have had really long off season where we trained 4 days a week for pretty much a whole year leading up into this season. And then now we've transitioned into our in season stuff. Now we're 3 days a week. They get twice during the week. And then one is an after game lift. The next following day, I mean, after game lift. But you know, the intensity in our lifts are still there. But there's some aspects where we're more focused on form. And we really take the movement mobility portion of what we're doing in here. I base a lot of my stuff on Olympic weightlifting. So this is really time when we progress guys into the snatch, really is what I use 1 day a week for. But we still get in here and move weight too. I still got guys squatting 300 pounds at least 1 day a week in here getting after it.
I love that you said that you're slowly introducing the snatch throughout the end season. I think that's really important too. I feel like, man, for shoulder health, that's got to be absolutely huge to be able to get them in those positions. But then you talked about moving the mobility side. Can you kind of dive in a little bit more on your kind of progression throughout that with the mobility side going into the snatch and everything? Because I think that's brilliant, man. I think it's actually a really smart idea.
Yeah. So we do it. It'll actually be our Thursday lift. So way that I make Tuesdays our week one or day one, excuse me. So we'll lift a Tuesday. We'll lift a Thursday. Obviously game Saturday, and then lift on Sunday. So what I do with those Thursdays is we do a lot I work it from the top down. A lot of guys snatch in high school. So the first thing they're going to be uncomfortable with is overhead squatting something. Yeah. So I just progress them with a band. We band overhead squat. I've been doing, actually, you'll see a lot of boards around the wall. I've been doing slant boards. Those boards hook right up to the bench, gives you a nice decline angle. And we'll work through our squat from there and just build up the overhead squat. And then from there, I take it from the floor up.
Okay.
I work the top in the snatch. Then I work into the snatch deadlift. And we're big cleaners here. We're big power cleaners, hang cleaners. So I make sure that I tie those two movements together and that our guys have some understanding of it. And we just work through that. We'll progress that through the season. Guys will climb in weights in both lifts, overhead squat and what I call the snatch deadlift, but it's just the first portion of your pull, and we'll progress to high pulls with it. So hopefully the end goal is by we get to off season, we can train it. It's something that we can train, mm-hmm. something we can weight. We can move ourselves into a full snatch, hang snatch, and be able to get numbers off of it. That's really at the end of the day. Numbers aren't all important, but it is what you drive in here. You got to mark, you know, what you're doing here.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not looking and assessing at what you're doing to see if it's going to be beneficial, then why are you doing it kind of thing? You know what I mean? So exactly. I think that's absolutely wonderful. The biggest thing that I love that you talked about was being able to tie in, because you guys said you're big cleaners, right? Being able to tie in that power clean with that power snatch position, man. I think that's an easy thing for athletes to kind of understand too, as well. If you found a lot of success in the fact of, hey, we've really hammered the clean with them, if we can get that ingrained in their brain too, as well, the snatch can be so easy, because a lot of people, they complain so much on how it takes so much time doing Olympic lifts, which I would argue against that. If you take the time in the beginning, it should be pretty easy in the long run. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it depends on what you want to do. If you want to do full movement, if you want to come in here and you expect a full power clean and full clean and jerk and do the whole movement, full power snatch, yeah, it's going to take some time to teach the full movement.
Yeah.
But I think it's beneficial to break that movement down. Hey, we're focused on the overhead squat portion of it. We're focused on picking the weight up from the floor first.
Yeah.
And really, some guys will be amazed when we get to the off season. I'm like, okay, let's put it all together, full snatch. And it kind of just works. And I'm a big overhead squatter for in season stuff too. And a lot of guys, you know, training, coming from camp, right? And you get beat up. I mean, this sport is not easy. So really setting in those overhead squats, a lot of that is just getting their legs back and getting that mobility throughout the season as well.
One thing that I think would be beneficial too, as well as breaking it down, is you can always do different variations of that exact lift with the snatch, right? You can do the hang snatch. You can do the snatch from the floor. You can put some blocks up, whatever it's going to be, right? So it makes your programming, because let's be honest, everything's kind of week-to-week basis. You kind of have a plan, but it's going to change up to where, like, hey, guys are saying, man, this is hurting. Well, hey, let's try doing it off the blocks. You know what I mean? Is that something you've played around with too at all?
Yeah. So one of the big part of that is I call them the clean deadlift and snatch deadlift.
Uh-huh.
And
I love that.
Some meatheads that come in, they see deadlift and they love it. I just put the word clean in front of it, or snatch in front of it. No, but it's all working that bottom end movement. And some guys, you know, especially with the snatch or taller guys, like they can't, it's hard for them to get underneath the bar from the floor. Yeah. So, hey, we're doing whatever. So we'll put them up on bumpers. We'll put them up on blocks and we'll just kind of progress through it. There are times during, you know, in season where I really love working and staying in that 75% of our max. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously snatch is not something we have max numbers on right now, but like, our cleans and our squat numbers, everything we want to stay in that 75%. So that Thursday lift, when we are working those snatch stuff, it's good to be like, hey, let's not worry about the bar. Let's perfect the movement. Like, I want them feeling good when they walk out the door on Thursdays.
I completely agree with that. And it's funny that you set the 75% number, because through my time of being a coach, I found, man, that in season, it was around 73 to like 78% was like the golden, like perfect numbers to keep those guys fresh. Because if you went a little too high in the 80, 85 range, they got beat, like too much of a beat up from practice, like you said. And then I think it's brilliant to keep it at 75. Do you keep all the lifts? Like, so what do you guys do? What are your guys' main lifts? What does a week look like for you in season?
So actually, usually we're Monday or excuse me, Tuesday's our first lift of the week. That's when we're cleaning. We're doing front squats. We're doing some kind of press and pull. But we'll do our overhead. We'll do like something overhead press. Thursdays is that day is where we work snatch mobility. And then we'll incline bench. I'm a big fan of the incline bench 4x4, keep it simple. And our guys, like I said, I got some meatheads on the team that like to come in and move some weight. So it's really nice to be able to program, you know, kind of that stuff for them. And then today, these days, this is a back squat day. This is a bench day, and this is a clean deadlift day. That's kind of our recovery day after a game. Those back squat numbers are staying right 65 to 75% sets of 1 and 2 day after the game. Again, working mobility, getting some blood flow back in the legs, and that's kind of how we roll our weeks.
I think that's awesome, man. Especially the whole 65 to 75%. I think guys get way too heavy with the in-season stuff because, I mean, let's be honest, it's tough because in the in-season, you want to make sure that you keep what you got in the off-season, right? I think with keeping it at the 65 to 75%, you'll actually feel better going into the off-season and won't lose any of that strength. And then also during the season, right, because they're supposed to be feeling better for their sport, they're going to feel much better going in on Saturday than anything. So I feel like it evens itself out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And we keep our rep count low too.
That too.
Usually we keep like front squats. We'll keep in the 15 rep range total. Cleans, anything Olympic, we try to keep in the 15 rep range right in there. But I do a lot of wave work. So like back squat today, these guys are going to be doing – I know I did wherever my numbers land, it was 225 and 250. So they'll do 225 back squat set of two. They'll do 250 for a set of one, go back to 225, 250, and just work that wave back and forth. And really it's building that base strength up.
Exactly.
I obviously know I can back squat more than 250 for a rep of one, but I want to get really good at that one rep and focus on everything that I'm doing in that one rep.
Yeah, exactly. You see so many times where somebody will have maybe say like it's a 3 sets of 8 and it progresses like a basic 65, 70, 75, right? And you see on rep like 4, form starts to break down. Then they do 4 bad reps. Then set 2 comes. They might do only 2 good reps and then the 6 are bad. So how many good reps did you really do? And did you just load up bad patterns? And then two, did you just kind of maybe take more juice than you needed to squeeze out of the workout?
Yeah. And that's kind of now imagine playing a sport. After
exactly.
Doing,
yeah.
Right. Like I just, those last 4 reps were trash and I'm a little sore and beat up from those 4 reps. Oh, now I got to go practice for 2 hours. Oh, and we got a game 2 days from now on a Saturday. So I like to keep all of that kind of in view of our guys. Lock into what you're doing. Be smooth in what you're doing. Smooth reps.
It goes back to what you said from the beginning, what you just said just now. Like, make sure the form is there first, number one. And then we can talk about how much, like, not really worried about the weight, but what does it look like? How does it feel to you? But most importantly, where is that form at? I think that's, you're nailing it on the head as far as like keeping it smooth reps. I think that's a very important thing that kind of gets lost in the side of things. So as you progress throughout, are you guys doing any kind of like recovery as far as other than you talked about mobility stuff, but as far as recovery workouts, like maybe some like pump sessions at the end, I've heard of that for getting blood flow with guys or maybe running or something like that. Anything?
We do some running here or there. We've pretty much tailed all that off just so we practice really fast.
Yeah.
We're a really good practicing team and like we're a high tempo offense, very aggressive defense. So like my wideouts, like they, trust me, they get their work at practice. So if we're doing anything running based, a lot of it is it's form based, it's running form, locking their hands in, We'll do farmer carries and 5 yard sprints. That's one of our favorite. Brilliant. That is one of our favorite. We have tennis courts in our field house, and how we rolled it is you farmers walk this way, you do your 5 yard sprint this way on a tennis court. And we'll just roll. We had groups, you know, we had groups of 50 guys, and we'll just roll for about 10, 12 minutes. One day I think we went 15, but really, I mean, they're getting the grip strength, they're getting the shoulder work in, getting the farmer walks, all the core benefits from that.
Exactly.
They get to unload their legs. And my whole thing, the whole time we're doing that circuit, is don't practice being slow. Don't practice being slow. Practice being fast. Even if it's for 5 yards. Some of my linemen, they can only be fast for 5 yards. That's good. That's all we need to train. Everybody in our sport needs to be fast those first 5 yards. So let's train it.
I love that, man. I love mixing those two together, especially the farmer's walks. As you talked about the core work, right? Like, that is huge with the athlete, I think. And then grip strength. That's something that's very not talked about with football players, is grip strength, because what do athletes do, right? They tackle. How are you going to be able to grab onto somebody with your hands? Got to have some grip strength, right?
Well, I coach wide receivers, and when we coach blocking, we coach them to put their hands on the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Right on the chest plate. They got to have a strong grip.
Yeah.
They have to have a strong grip.
And in order to have a strong grip, you got to have a strong upper back, which you're training with cleans and high pulls and stuff like that. It's all connected together, right? So you can, you've painted a beautiful picture on what you guys are doing and how X leads to Y, which leads to Z, man. So I think you're seeing the benefits already from it here from 2 weeks of it. And you guys are, you know, feeling great and everything like that. So I think if one thing coaches could take out of this is, like, hammer the form, make sure everything is connected, but have a plan as far as, like, what you're wanting to achieve and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's really, I mean, that's, I really took advantage of the whole COVID situation and all the time I had off here. I mean, I shouldn't say time off, but just extended off season to where I got to train guys and I got to train different athletes. Actually, I mean, there was a lot, you know, we didn't play any fall sports really. So I got to train a lot of different guys, and I kind of got to do a lot of work, and it's kind of, I have a plan. I've had this plan for 2 years. This is what I'm going to do in season, and we're rolling right through it, man.
I love the recovery aspect, not to go back to it real quick, but I just was thinking about it, is like the recovery aspect of the 5 yard sprints as well. Like, you talked about unloading the legs, like, man, how have the athletes responded to that too as well?
Yeah. I mean, I think they appreciate it. A lot of those guys like those days. Because, you know, I'm yelling out the time the whole time. They get close to the time, you know, we got a really good team atmosphere. So our guys really enjoyed those. But I think our guys appreciate that, where we don't really condition at practice. You know, we don't line up and run gassers at the end of practice. Our practice is our work. So I feel like we're very meticulous in what we do with our time in practice. And our guys know, they get in, they get their work. Let's go. That's it. You know, you're working the whole time you're here.
How important is that? You are obviously a position coach, but then you're running the strength and conditioning side of being able to understand, okay, we did this in practice, so now I know in the weight room I can't do this or something like that. How important is that for you to understand, and like you working with that and everything?
Yeah. I mean, all of that is, I can, you know, if guys are getting banged up, usually I saw his injury. That helps a lot too.
And then
he comes into a lift next day. It's like, hey, you know, that was a pretty nasty hit, or like, you kind of tweaked your ankle a little bit. So that part of it really helps. But I think, you know, I'm a kind of person that I want my guys to know that, you know, I'm in the shit with them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in there with them, and I'm working the same hours they are. So I think that portion of it benefits, just because, you know, they'll come in here at 7 a.m. lift, and they're like, oh, we just saw coach at 6 o'clock practice last night. Like, he's putting in the same work we are. So I think a lot of that, it's a lot of good for our team atmosphere and our team camaraderie.
Oh, I agree 100% more, man. I mean, you're filming this right now inside of your weight room. You're getting ready for the lift this morning and everything. Like, it's awesome. I mean, you can see it. We talked about the last episode. Like, you'll even jump in and work out with the guys too as well, man. Like, I think it's awesome. And I think it's awesome. It's a huge benefit that you're there at the practices, because you can understand, like, okay, this is what we did at practice. and you can kind of account for it within the weight room, man. I think that's something that not a lot of, I mean, a lot of coaches wishes that they had that opportunity to kind of see and everything. So I think it's awesome, man.
Yeah. It's a lot of hours. I go from on Sundays, I go from workouts to game plan film, you know, right onto practice planning and on to the next week. So definitely living the dream here. It's a lot of fun, man.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, to anybody that sounds like, man, that's a lot and everything like that. But if you love it, guess what? It's nothing. It's just, you're living your best life. You're having the best day you possibly can, you know? I mean, to me, it's the love of the sport, man. That's what it is.
And shout out to my wife to let me pursue this. I spent summer with our boys. I got a 1.5-year-old and a soon to be 3-year-old and another one on the way. So my wife's a rock star, keeping it together for us.
Congrats, man. When's baby due?
Day after Christmas. Day before Christmas. Excuse me. December 23rd.
Holy smokes, 23rd. Man. We're getting down to the wire getting here somewhat soon.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, I'm going to go ahead and get you out of here, man. I know we want to talk in-season training and everything, but first off, I want to say thank you. Thank you for taking the time to do this. Number two, if maybe somebody's listening, they want to go follow you on Twitter. You are a great follow, in my opinion. You're always – what I love is you're always hyping your players up, number one. I love coaches that hype their athletes up, that hype their school up. I love that, man. So if people want to follow you, how can they follow you?
Yeah, I'm just on Twitter at Coach Eichle. Last name is spelled A-I-C-H-E-L-E there. And then you guys can email me too. My email is J.W. Eichle, A-I-C-H-E-L-E at O-W-U.E-D-U, Ohio Wesleyan University. We're in beautiful Delaware, Ohio.
What I love too is that you are in a very unique situation being a position coach and then running strength and conditioning, right? And you love strength and conditioning, you love lifting. So very passionate about it, very smart about it too as well. I think you're a great resource for coaches, but you know, I can't thank you enough for being on the podcast a second time, man.
Yeah. Anytime you want, man.
Absolutely. Well, hey everybody, make sure you follow him. Make sure you reach out to him. Tons of information, and everybody stay strong.